It doesn't mean it's bad advice. They may be giving great advice. It's just not great advice for you. So I think it's important for us to kind of remind ourselves that we can't listen to everyone.
Welcome to the Clarity Corner, where you'll discover how to unlock and express the most authentic version of you and realize that this is exactly what you were looking for the entire time. I'm your host and your coach, Megan Siemens. Now let's make some magic happen. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Today we have one of our aligned interviews with a manifesting generator who has an emotional authority and a 6-2 profile. And wowzers, do we get into all of that? Listen, whenever I sit with manifesting generators, I feel so ignited. The energy of a manifesting generator who's living aligned is truly so magnetic. And I feel like this entire episode, I was just like sparked into action. So today we are chatting with Haley Luckadoo. Haley is a marketing coach, high energy motivational speaker, and the founder of Females on Fire, a media brand focused on elevating women in business and personal development. As a coach, she helps entrepreneurs build businesses that fuel their freedom and create marketing plans that fit into their lifestyle. And as a speaker, she empowers women to pursue their wildest dreams and create the highest version of themselves. I feel like we talk about every single one of those topics that exists in her bio and so much more. Haley shares her concept of intentional audacity and how you can step into and use this intentional audacity in your life. We chat so much about diving into your vision, and we even go into aligning yourself with the correct mentors for you. It is such an eye-opening conversation in so many ways. And as always, after the episode, you can find Haley in the show notes. So definitely take the time to go and connect. So without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, my friends. Today we have an amazing marketing coach with us that I have gotten to know over the past month or so, and I'm so beyond excited for this conversation. Her about page has a Gilmore Girls reference and a Friends reference, so we're obviously already best friends. Haley Luckadoo, welcome to the Clarity Corner.
Oh my gosh, this is the best intro ever. Literally the best intro I've ever had.
I mean, all the things, like, you do so many amazing things. We're going to talk about all of them. Like, you have an epic conference coming up for female entrepreneurs.
What?
You're the host of an epic podcast, Females on Fire. Like, there's so many amazing things you do. And also, like, we love a good TV show around here.
Amen. Amen and amen.
I'm like a chronic show rewatcher. Are you?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
We're all same.
And like Gilmore Girls, Friends, always at the top.
You can't love Friends or Gilmore Girls or a show like that and not be a chronic rewatcher.
Right?
It's they just never like get ingrained in you at that point.
It's so true. It's so true. So we are, I mean, we might dive deep into Friends and Gilmore Girls. Who knows where the conversation goes? But we're definitely going to dive deep into your human design today.
Yes.
But before we do that, I would love to just hear in your own words what you're super passionate about right now, what you're super passionate about serving through whatever's coming up on your heart right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right now, I am just super passionate about blending this world of business and marketing and all of those crazy, wild, fun things and personal growth. And I'm also getting like really passionate about stepping on some people's toes when it comes to what the personal growth industry looks like, because I feel like it's a lot of gurus running around telling you like, this is how you're successful and this is how you do it. And I've gone to a lot of events lately, just the past couple of years, where the advice is constantly like, oh, how did you get your first $1 million? And they're like, oh, you just have to believe in yourself. And I'm like, nope, that wasn't it. You had to do that, but that wasn't it. That's not how you got there. And so I'm just like, I'm so fired up about just like really digging into what the personal growth industry looks like and really digging into like real tangible advice and finding people real legitimate tools, both like physical, you know, platforms and tools, and also like the mindset tools that you can use to actually be really successful in business and follow all your dreams and just like go after those big, crazy, audacious things.
Yeah.
That's what's lighting me up right now. And so that's the focus of, you know, the conference and the podcast and all the things we're doing. And
yeah,
it's just really fun right now.
Yeah. That was one of the first things we were in a breakout room together. And one of the first things you shared was that you're bringing into your conference, like the meeting of the strategy and the mindset pieces and bringing in all of these practical tips. And that was one of the things that I was like, yes, needed.
So needed, right?
Yeah.
So needed.
It's so needed. And I love the concept of like, you know, there actually are a bunch of strategies and a bunch of tips out there, and you have to find the one that works for you. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're bringing together in your conference and podcast and summit and all the things as well. Is that, that's
your totally. I feel like, you know, and it's so funny that you even bring that up, because in our programs and, and when I do coaching and stuff, I have clients and we have students all the time that are like, well, what do you use for this? And like, what tool do you use? What platform do you recommend? And like, obviously, you know, every business owner, we have our things, right? That we're like, I love this tool. Let me like go be part of the affiliate program and share about it. Make some money, right? So I have those things. But anytime I'm coaching or teaching, I'm always just like, why do you care what I use? Let's figure out what the best thing out there is for you. And I think the mindset stuff and the growth strategies and the marketing, like all of that's the same way too, right? It's not a one size fits all, you know? Even when you start to get into like the personal growth side of it with like habits and mindset, you know, how many books are there about like, oh, if you want to be successful, you have to wake up at 5 a.m. and have this perfect morning routine. And I'm telling you right now, you wake me up at 5 a.m. It is not going to be a perfect day for anybody. I'm going to ruin everybody's day. And it's just, I'm a night owl. I get most creative really late at night. I stay up really late. It's when I get work done. It's when I get like lots of ideas.
Yeah.
You wake me up at 5 a.m, we've got a problem. And so you are not my best friend today. And so, you know, I really just want to open people's eyes to the fact that like, yes, there's strategy. Yes, there's mindset stuff. Yes, you need to, you know, dig into like how to overcome your own fears and limiting beliefs and, you know, all this kind of stuff that comes up, but do it in a way that works for you, right? Like there's a Haley way, there's a Megan way, and you know, books are great. Podcasts are great. I know the gurus have some really great advice. There's a lot of people pushing really great advice, but you got to put it through a filter for yourself. And I just think that's a conversation that is not being had enough.
I agree. I think I see it coming more to life like this year, which makes me so excited.
Yes.
and I still don't think it's getting enough spotlight. So I love that this is what you're like just on fire about, and I can like feel the energy behind it too, which is so powerful for you as a manifesting generator, which we'll get to. Before we go there though, I'm so curious for someone who is like, yeah, like I thought it was this strategy, but then someone else is telling me it's that strategy and they're just feeling like so invaded by the noise of it all. Do you have any tips for like, well, how do I find that strategy that's going to be the one that works for me?
Ooh, I love this question. I love this question so much. First of all, shut it all down. Like take a couple, like, you know, we all just need, and I'm barely digging into what being a manifesting generator means. I have no idea what that really means. I know you're going to tell me. I'm so excited. But the little tiny minuscule bit that I know, I'm like a very go, go, go person, right? You know, and no matter what you are, right? What box you kind of put yourself into, we all need that moment where we step away and we go, okay, but what do I want? And I think that's so important when you're looking for a new strategy or a new like mindset tip or, you know, a new whatever, to just take that moment to step away and be, and get really, really clear on your intention. And I think intention is like the name of the game, right? Because when you're looking to grow, whether it's business, marketing, or it's like more personal and it's mindset stuff and whatever, you really have to clear all of the you know, crap, for lack of a better term. You've got to clear all the crap that you're hearing. And I think the thing about it is you can look at somebody and go, oh, okay, I need a new marketing channel to reach more people. We really want to build brand awareness. I need a new marketing thing, right? And you're like, well, this person recommends doing summits. Yeah. This person recommends speaking on stages. This person says I should start a podcast. This person says this. You could do this all day. You could find every single thing and someone thinks it's the best thing out there, right? Yeah. And so this is where I think that intention piece is so important, because you need to know, like, yeah, I'm going after brand awareness, but like, how do my people consume things, right? How do they consume content? What kind of content do they like to consume? You know, what do I actually have the capacity to do? Because there's a big difference in throwing together a, you know, virtual event that's kind of a one-off, one-time thing versus starting a podcast and saying, can I do this for the next 5 to 10 years, right? Yeah. And so, you know, everything's very different. So it's like looking at, what do I have the capacity for? What is my team, if I have one, have the capacity for? If I don't have a team, that gives me a really pretty clear answer, right? What do I want this to feel like? How do my people want this to feel? How do they consume content? Who are the people that I'm looking to add to this audience? Is it a lot of the same people we already have? Yeah. Or is it new people, fresh faces that, you know, have a very different take on what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of questions you have to ask yourself. And if you don't know that intention, if you don't dig really, really deep into what your intention is, you can't find the best strategy. All you can do is go start trying everything else that everyone is recommending. And that never works. All it does is leave you burnout and exhausted and frustrated. And I really believe that's why so many entrepreneurs just exit the game really early, because they just, you know, tried throwing noodles at a wall and seeing what sticks with everything everybody was telling them for so long, and they never saw results. And so I would step away. I would get really clear with yourself on what that intention is, and then go digging, then go find the gurus that kind of have that similar intention to you. Find the people who are sharing the advice that kind of feels the same way you want to feel, right? Or targets the same people you want to target, and then try those things, right? Then try the things they're recommending, because at least you already have kind of a similar starting point to what they're teaching.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like everyone needs to like rewind, listen to that again. It would have saved me so much time in my business to hear that.
It would
have
saved us all time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's retrospective. Like, I say this having been the person that stood there throwing noodles at a wall and seeing what sticks. Like, I did that. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But when you get to a point where you're like, oh, now I know what works for me and my business, and right, we're constantly evolving and we're constantly looking at new strategies and new growth tools and new things, right?
Yeah.
But just looking back, I'm like, dang, we could have saved some years here had somebody just tapped me on the shoulder and told me, you know. And they probably were telling me and I just wasn't listening. So, you know,
yeah,
it's one of those things where it's just like, one of my mentors always says, you can only connect the dots looking backwards.
Mm.
I think that's really powerful that like everything's pretty retrospective, right? Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
But if you can take that now and say like, ooh, how do I stop where I'm at? Mm. And start implementing this now and start getting really crystal clear and being very careful of who I'm learning from, who I'm listening to.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thing.
Yeah. I feel like that right there. And by the way, we're saving you all time right now. Just rewind and re-listen to everything Haley said. You might be connecting some dots, but it'll save you some time connecting the other dots. Yeah. But I love that consideration of like, who are you listening to and why are you listening to them? Is that actually what you want? And I feel like that is the key. You know, I can think of all the messages I heard around like, oh, you can't scale a business with one-on-one offers, but I love one-on-one work. And so finding the mentors that said, oh, no, wait, you actually can scale a business with one-on-one and here's how it can look was so powerful for me. And I feel like that's such a tangible tip that is actually pretty easy to implement if you just look at like, who am I listening to and why am I listening to them? And is it aligning with what I actually want?
Yeah. And I think it's important to remind ourselves too, that just because you don't take somebody's advice doesn't mean you don't like them. Right.
True.
Because I think we get really caught up in like, oh, but I follow this person on Instagram and they're so successful and I really want to be in their world, or, you know, like I want to get to know them and I want to be that person in their inner circle and I want to speak on their stages and I want to go on their podcast. And I want to do these things. And it's like, okay, great. But like, that doesn't mean you have to take their advice. Yeah. Right. And it doesn't mean it's bad advice. They may be giving great advice. It's just not great advice for you. So I think it's important for us to kind of remind ourselves that we can't listen to everyone. Mm-hmm. And just because you're not following in someone's footsteps and taking their advice and doing the things they say to do doesn't mean anything about you or anything about them or anything about the relationship between the two of you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is so, so true. Like, you can actually still like someone, you can even like what they're sharing, and you can even like the strategy they're putting out there. And it doesn't have to be for you in the same breath. I love that so much.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that manifesting generator energy that you've already touched on. I mean, can you all already feel it like through the earwaves? Like, the manifesting generator energy is like such, like, I always get activated when I'm sitting with a manifesting generator. Like, I'm like, yes, serve me up more. Like, when you're in alignment, it is this like magnetic energy of like, I am going, I'm going, I'm going. You're designed to hold as many yeses as possible at one time. And just like, go with it. Through the experience you go, manifesting generators are designed to create clarity as they're moving through the experiment. And I feel like they're very much known for being multi-passionate. Multi-passionate people.
This all tracks, Megan. This all sounds accurate.
I mean, I feel like whenever I talk to you, you're like, I'm doing 27 things right now, but it also feels really, really good.
Yeah. Probably more like 127, but sure. Yeah, that sounds right.
That's so true. Anytime we've had a conversation, it's like, I'm doing this and I'm also doing this. Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to add that on too. And it's like this constant leaning into the yes.
Yeah.
And you're actually so designed to hold all of those yeses.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest like fear or like block that manifesting generators run into is that they're afraid they're going to be seen as like flaky or like too like jumping around. Have you ever felt that within yourself? Or
oh, for sure. Yeah. Maybe I feel like flaky is probably not it. Not the word I would identify with, but the jumping around part. Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where, and this just kind of goes back to what we were just talking about too. Like, I've definitely had mentors that are like, hey, maybe you want to just chill. You want to just like chill and focus on one thing. And I'm like, you know what? I don't though. I don't want to do that at all. Actually, that sounds terrible. And so I just, to me, I look at it through the lens of, I want to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it's funny if you, I won't get into the whole story, but if you know my backstory, before I became a college dropout, I changed my college major 9 times. And it was literally, I always tell people, it's not because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's because I wanted to do everything. Right. I was like, I have this passion for psychology and I have this passion for law and I have this passion for dance and I want to do business and I want to do this. And it was like all of these things. Right. And you know, college is really great for some people. And for some people, it really does not give you an avenue to blend your passions, right? They're very much like, you got to choose a major. You got to choose it now. This is the thing you're going to do for the rest of your life. So choose wisely, right? And that's kind of what I love about my business and the community we're building and what we get to do is I get to blend all of those things. And so for me, it's very much looking through the lens of, yeah, I might be doing a lot of things, but do they all serve the same greater purpose?
Yeah.
And occasionally I do get caught up in like, okay, maybe I'm doing too many things. Like, maybe we should take a step back for a second. And almost always when I feel that way, I can step back and go, oh, wow, actually one of these things doesn't serve the greater purpose right now. We should put that on the back burner. And doesn't mean it never will, but it doesn't right now.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a cool thing. But yeah, I definitely, just circling back to your question, I definitely feel like I have those moments of, I feel like I don't have an issue with imposter syndrome very much. And that sounds so like, egotistical to say. But I never have a problem of looking at somebody and being like, why am I not good enough? Mm-hmm. But I do have kind of that syndrome of looking at my mentors when they're telling me, hey, you can't do this well if you don't slow down and focus on it. And me going, should I, am I doing the right thing? You know what I mean? So I feel like definitely that whole, like, should I stop jumping around and doing so many different things at once? That definitely comes up sometimes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But that's when you're the most magnetic. Like, I feel like we've even heard that in this conversation. Like, you're like, I'm, you know, speaking through this project, and now I'm speaking through this project, and now I'm speaking through this project. And it's like, wow, that feels so good. And I think I love, this is why I love having these conversations, because you give such beautiful voice to what it means to like be a manifesting generator, which essentially just means to be in your energy. Yeah. And the concept of like, I take that pause and I notice, like, is this serving the greater purpose? That's your opportunity to notice what's the no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm holding all of the yeses, but what's the no? And then being able to release that sometimes, like, right in the middle of a sentence or right in the middle of a project, and to say like, oh, this is actually, nope, that's not serving the greater purpose. Okay, well, we might come back to it, but we're just going to let it go for now.
Yeah. And it's like, we almost always come back to it at some point, you know, but like, I just think timing is everything. And I've seen that in my life so many times where I'm just like, I don't know right now why this is happening. I don't know why this feels the way it does. But again, it's like just the connecting the dots, looking backwards, right? Now I can look back at everything that happened that you know, caused me to be a college dropout, everything that happened in that season. And that led me into entrepreneurship, and I would not be an entrepreneur without that. I'd never even considered that. And so, you know, you look back at things and you're like, oh, that was why. Right. Yeah. And so it's like, when I can put a project on the back burner, like, it's never a no for me. It's just a not right now.
I love that.
You know, even when it comes to like collaborating with people or things like that, it's like, you know, do I have time in this season to sit on a podcast episode with somebody? It's like, of course I want to do that. Of course that's a heck yes for me. It just may not be right this second. Yeah. And so like, that's just kind of a beautiful thing, I think, is to be able to say, you know, this is where I've got to put my focus right now. And even though my focus may be diverted among a bunch of different things, if I'm working on any one thing, I'm focused on that. Right. And that may change 5 minutes from now, but right now I'm in this, you know? And I think that's why we've grown Females on Fire the way that it has, and why it's doing all the cool things it's doing. But I also just think it keeps it fun for me, because I'm the person that like rearranged my bedroom every quarter as a kid.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Like, like my parents would come in and be like, oh, the bed's over here now. Okay. Interesting. And I'm just like, I needed a change. I needed something different, you know?
Yeah.
And I do this to my husband regularly, and he's like, he just goes with it. He's just like, okay, sure, whatever. It's fine. Just tell me where the couch is.
Yeah.
And I feel like that energy that keeps me on my toes and keeps me able to just like try things and experiment with things and say, no, not right now, or say, heck yeah, let's try that and just see what happens.
Yeah.
That to me is what makes entrepreneurship exciting and fun. And that's absolutely, of course, not for everybody, but it just works for me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Total side note, I changed my major in college 7 times, and I feel like,
yes, I never meet people that had this problem. Everybody always looks at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, if you don't get it, you don't get it. But dang, I love that. I love that you did that.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I have to voice this, because very rare that I meet someone that has gone through that same journey. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, me too, like, send Haley,
send me a message, DM. Please.
Like, yeah, let us know.
We need a club.
Yeah. We need a club. It's also so cool to hear you like share the story of like why you were changing your majors and the stories that were going on as you were changing your majors. And like, at the same time, I'm considering like, wow, that's so cool to hear, because like different experience for me, but also ended up in similar spaces of entrepreneurship. Yeah. And it's just such a cool reminder that like we are never alone in what we're going through. Like if we think something's weird or like, oh, no one else is going through that, like there probably is. And you might end up sitting on the other side of a Zoom screen chatting with them.
Honestly, like I literally say this to my husband all the time. I'll be sitting there scrolling TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like, TikTok has taught me that I have never had a unique experience in my entire life. That's what it's taught me. Like there will be people that say the weirdest things or they have the craziest habits or whatever. And yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one that did that. Right.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, I just think it's one of those things where like, there's so many people out there that share your experience, even if it's not the same way. You know, you said it was a very different road for yeah. you, but it's like, oh, we both changed our major a lot. It was very different experiences for us. And we ended up at similar destinations. And I think that's a beautiful reminder too, is
yeah,
more than one road to any destination. So like yeah. if the one you're on is not working, just take a turn.
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
a left. Like see what happens. See where you end up. Like you never know. And yeah. That's the beauty of life, right? You never know. And you just have to try it and figure it out.
Right. Yeah. It's so true. So your authority in human design, and our authority is what we're designed to make decisions with through. I always say we're taught to make decisions from two places, from our head or from the external world. So someone else tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. But our authority brings us back into what's actually an aligned decision for us. And yours is what's called emotional. Okay. And I'm always so curious, so I'm excited to chat with you about this. I'm always so curious because it sounds so counterproductive for a manifesting generator, because a manifesting generator moves fast. Like you said a moment ago, like, I just like life to keep me on my toes. And I'm like, yeah. I can imagine, like, you're just like, let's go. Like, where are we going next? Okay, let's try this. Let's try that. The emotional authority is actually a slower decision-making process. So not mm-hmm. really designed to like jump into something right away or jump out of something right away.
Yeah.
The pattern might be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this, I'm going to jump in. And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, why did I do that? Like, I absolutely do not have energy to do that. Or something like starts to suck and you're like, I'm done, throwing it out the window. Again, wake up the next day and you're like, that was so dramatic. Like, what's going on? And so your decision-making process, particularly with big decisions, is designed to have this spaciousness. And what you're waiting for is that moment where there's no charge. And you're like, oh, I just know. Which I feel like feels so counterproductive to manifesting generator energy, because you just want to go. Do you feel that contrast within yourself?
This, honestly, I'm learning that this is the wildest thing I've ever heard in my life, because I'm like, how does it pinpoint so perfectly who we are? Like, this is so crazy to me. You know, I've always been into like personality tests.
Yeah.
I'm an Enneagram 1 through and through, if you know what that is, but
yeah.
Holy Lord, like this is just on the dot. I really, honestly and truly, that is me to a T. It very much go, 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 high energy. I want to be doing lots of things at once. I want to be able to try things. I'm not afraid to take a risk, right?
Yeah.
My husband kind of wishes maybe I was a little more afraid to take a risk. Literally, he tells me all the time, he's like, the scariest words in my life are when you come to me and say, I have an idea. And he's like, I'm usually on board and I'm usually going with you, but gosh, those are the scariest words in the world. And that's just because like, I'm constantly ready to do something else, right? Like I'm constantly like, let's try this and try that and see what works and see what happens and let's have fun with it and just, you know, be fun, be creative. But
yeah,
on the flip side of that, while I'm quick to jump into something that I just know in my gut is gonna work out, right?
Yeah.
And I've always both felt and been told by the people that know me best that I'm very intuitive.
Mm.
And a lot of people around me find that very fascinating, that because my gut is always right.
Yeah.
And learning to trust that has been an interesting process, but when I have a really strong gut feeling about something, I will jump in.
Yeah.
But most of the time I have this initial gut feeling, but I really have to like step back and talk it out with myself.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I was the pro-con list person when I was younger.
Yeah.
I will literally all the time, like, talk things out to my husband and he'll start to like chime in and I'm like, no, 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 you're just listening. Like, give me your advice later. Right now, I just need to talk it out. And so that really is how I am with decisions, even though front facing, it seems like we're very like, go, go, go all the time, jump into anything, you know, that kind of energy. I'm very high energy about things. I want to jump into a lot of things. I want to try new things, take risks, have fun, do all that fun stuff. I don't mind doing lots of things at once.
Yeah.
That is my energy. But when it comes to deciding to do those things, it's definitely a, let me think about it for a day. Let me sleep on it. Let me see how that feels tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I know it's because when you say it to me, when you give me the idea, when the idea comes along and I'm like, could we do this? It's always going to be an instant yes for me because I'm so excited about it.
Right.
And so I've got to like let that excitement dwindle a little bit and sleep on it or take a day or two or whatever and go ask myself some questions to make sure, you know, going back to that intention, like, do I have the right intention for this? Is it for the greater purpose that we're trying to solve? Is it something I have the capacity for right now? Right. Because I would say yes to everything if I didn't kind of take that moment for myself, you know? So, it's kind of interesting because I'll hop on calls with people and they'll be like, oh, we should collaborate this way. We should do this. You know, can I come on your podcast? Can you do this? Can you do that? Whatever. And I'm always just like, I will get back to you on that.
Oh, I love it.
Because I'm just like, I'll say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially with the podcast, you know, people ask all the time, like, how do I come on your podcast? And I'm like, let me think about it. That's what you do. You let me think about it because we try to be so intentional with the topics that we're covering. And sometimes it's just not about you. It's just about what you talk about. And we just don't need that right now. And great that you're talking about it, but it's just not on our roster for the next couple of months. Right. And so it's all just going back to that intention. It's very, very much the go, go, go energy when I'm in it, but getting into it, I just need a minute, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This is like music to my ears because you are so new to human design and yet you're living it completely. And like, you're even using the terminology like, oh, my gut is always right. And that's so part of the manifesting generator energy. Like, the energy actually comes from your gut. So that initial energy of like responding to life. Okay. Is my gut pulled towards or away? And then giving yourself that space, which I feel like is no easy for manifesting generator, but you've also given such beautiful tips for anyone that's listening and is like, yeah, I feel like I could say yes to everything. And you've given such beautiful language of like, well, here's what you can do to really honor your capacity. And here's what you can do to really check in with, is this the right intentional step for me? And I know you have a concept called intentional audacity.
Yep.
And I couldn't help. One, I want you to define it for us. And I just feel like it's everything you're speaking out right now, like coming together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a cool thing because I kind of stumbled onto this term.
Yeah.
When I was in a mastermind a couple of years ago, we were talking about our just like little, you know, group was talking about all of these big things that we were going after and, you know, all these really big dreams, and audacious is my word. Like, I love the word audacity. I love the word audacious.
Love that.
You know, I use it far too often. And so I'm, you know, we're talking about all these really audacious things. And, a friend of mine who's in this mastermind with me, she's talking about like, yeah, but I don't know how to like pursue this and not get lost in, oh, I want to pursue this so bad that I don't even remember why I'm doing it anymore. Right.
Right.
And it just kind of sparked this like term, intentional audacity. Mm-hmm. And so it really stemmed out of that. And so intentional audacity at its core is just putting aside the fear, the imposter syndrome, the limiting beliefs, just having the confidence to call your shot, to go after these things that you think are insane, right? You think they're so big, but also doing it with this very detailed, very guided intention of why you're doing it and how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think when you blend those two things, you're unstoppable because if you can take a goal for yourself and say, okay, I love that, but how do I make it bigger? Right. That's a cool goal, but it's not like audacious, right? It's not going to take some really deep audacity to go after that. Lots of people are doing that. And you go, okay, how do I make this an audacious goal? How do I see farther into the future, right? For what this is going to look like. And then you step back and say, okay, now what's the intention? How do I map out kind of a roadmap for myself of what I want this to look like, how I want it to feel every step of the way, who I need to come along on this journey with me to keep this intention, right? Then you're unstoppable. Then you're going after bigger things than you ever thought was possible. And you're doing it in a way that feels easier. It feels more aligned. It feels more fun, right? And you're bringing all the right people along with you on the way. So that's the concept of intentional audacity.
Yeah. It feels so aligned with who you are because it's like, let's use that big energy of like, let's go, let's build the things, let's have the experiences, let's do the experiments. Like we can pivot if we need to, but I'm always going to keep that in line with the greater vision.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that intention gives you that breath of like, wait, let me see if this is actually the right next step according to what I've set my sights on.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you build that kind of roadmap for yourself and it always changes. It's never what you thought it would be, right?
Yeah.
There's always pivots. There's always speed bumps. There's always that really sharp left turn that you didn't see coming. There's always that stuff. But you know, when you have, it all comes back to that intention. And when you have that, when you're able to really clearly say, this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
This is what this goal will achieve for me. This is what this goal will achieve for the people that it's affecting. This is why I need to do it. Then you just kind of have a different lens as you're going along. And when you hit those roadblocks and those speed bumps and all those things that kind of cause a little chaos in the roadmap, you're not as affected because you're like, well, that sucked, but let's go back to the map, see how we get around this. Right. And it's just, I'm a very visual person always. Yeah. And so I like to talk in like, you know, I love acronyms. I love a good like format or whatever, you know, 4-step process or whatever. Right. And I also just like those kind of visual like metaphors.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just the concept of like, you literally hit a roadblock, right? There's something in your way. Well, there's always a way around that, right? There's always a detour. And I think too often we get really caught up at the roadblock and we go, oh, that must mean this wasn't meant for me. That's what they tell me, you know, this must not be meant for me. And sometimes you're right. Sometimes it's not meant for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's totally fine. And you just need to shift the dream, right? Shift the vision. But sometimes the roadblock does not mean it wasn't meant for you. The roadblock just means there's a detour somewhere and you got to do a little bit of work to find it. Right. Yeah. And I think we get really caught up in that. And so that's what this whole concept just is being in that really big energy and calling your shot, not being afraid to do that, but having that roadmap that's also fully prepared for those things that are going to get in your way.
Right. First of all, so many good things in this, but I have to point out that your strongest sense in human design is inner vision.
You know, honestly, sometimes I hear this and I'm like, I think you're making this up. Like, I think you're, it's crazy, right? It's so crazy how accurate it is.
It is really wild. It is really wild. And also it's so cool to see you in just like full expression of it. And inner vision, strongest sense, is all about like your imagination being your superpower and like creating these inner worlds and these inner realities that you're like, oh, I can see it. Yep. And part of that strength is like, I can help you paint that.
I love this for me. I love it.
I love this for you and anyone else who comes into your space because it's so powerful.
I love it. Yeah. And I that's super accurate. Like I said, very visual person. It's so funny because even like with our conference, you know, as you're saying that, even with our conference, that's something I've dreamed about for so long, like so long, even before Females on Fire existed. I didn't know it would be the Females on Fire conference, but I was like, someday, you know, someday I want to do that. Someday I want to be on all the stages. Someday I want to have my own. Someday I want to like, you know, be on that stage and have the women in the room. And I could picture that. And my husband does not understand this concept at all. He can be a visual person, but he just can't see the goal. Yeah. Like he's got really big goals too, but he can't clearly see them. He's like, I can talk about them. I can tell you what I want to do, but like, no, I don't like see what the room looks like. And I'm like, no, I see it. And it's just kind of cool. Like even with our conference, I've been dreaming about that for years and I have these like crystal clear dreams at night of what the room would look like, of how many women would be in the room, of what that would feel like standing on that stage. Right. You know? And it's so crazy because I think when you lean into that stuff enough, you know, whether you call it manifesting or luck or, you know, just hard work or like whatever you want to personally call it, I think there's something really to that, that when you lean in and you listen enough and you look for those little opportunities to make that vision come to life, it usually does. And so our very first conference is this year and the venue is the venue from my dream, like to a T. And that sounds made up. Like that sounds like I made that story up just because it sounds cool, but it really honestly is. It's the venue from my dream. And it just, it's a crazy story of how we found it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like, I didn't know what that conference would look like when I started dreaming it up, you know? And then all of a sudden here comes this opportunity to start a podcast and create this community and all this kind of stuff. And then they're asking for for some kind of event. And I'm like, well, you know what? Here, you'll get a virtual event because we're not ready to do an in-person conference yet.
Yeah.
And that took off. And, you know, that kind of gave us this momentum and gave us this theme and all of this kind of stuff. And then we're like, let's do the in-person conference. And we have this crazy story of how the venue comes to be and the speakers start to fall into place. And it's like all these little pieces, and not that we haven't hit resistance.
Yeah.
You know, I've even talked to you about some of the things that are coming up and I'm like, why is this so hard? But a lot of it's been really easy too. And I think a lot of times we overlook the parts that, you know, air quotes, just fell into place.
Yeah.
Because we're coming up on like one roadblock in one area. And a friend of mine was literally telling me a couple of weeks ago, I was kind of hitting this roadblock with this one thing. And I was like, but you know what? It's fine. It's fine because everything else has been so easy. I've been so lucky. Everything's falling into place. This event has been just, I'm so lucky. And she was like, stop telling me that you're lucky. You've been putting in this work for almost 6 years to build this thing. This is not luck. This is you constantly saying yes to those opportunities that led you here. And I think when you look at it that way, it's just a really cool perspective.
Such a cool perspective and such a good reminder that like manifestation actually requires action.
Yes. Yes. You can manifest, you can do the journals.
Yeah.
Light the candles, you can do all the things, right? But I could sit here all day long and say, you know, I want to be the first name that came to me. I want to be on Tony Robbins stage someday. Right. I can say that all day long, but if I don't ever go get on a stage of any kind, if I don't ever write a pitch, if I don't ever post on social media to try to get some attention, right. How in the world am I ever going to make it on that stage? So, it's funny you said that because when I usually get on stage and give this talk on intentional audacity, one of the things that I always say is ambition is useless without action. And that's a really important thing, right? You can have these really audacious dreams and you should, you should have these really audacious dreams because you're capable of way more than you even think of and that you even know, but ambition does you no good if you can't put in the work, if you can't find step one and be unafraid to just jump and take it and see what happens. and find those opportunities and put in those reps and find the right people and get in the rooms and do all of those things. And so, you know, have the ambition. Like, I love an ambitious gal. Like, that's the best. Have the ambition, but follow it up with the action that it actually needs to become reality.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. It's such an important ingredient. And I think it like brings us even full circle back to the beginning of this conversation of like, what is the intentional movement?
Yeah.
Like, what is the actual strategy that you want to put into place? No one else but you, and the one that matches with your vision.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All about that intention, baby.
It's so true. There's so many other things in your human design that I want to cover, but I think it's like incredible how aligned you are with your design. And that's what it's just why I love these interviews, because it's an expression of, and you giving voice to these pieces that are just innately you. That's all human design is. But I think the piece we'll end on are your channels, which are essentially your innate strengths.
Okay.
And they're all just everything you've been talking about this entire interview.
I love it.
You have three defined channels in your chart. The first one is all about creativity.
Love it.
Not only expressing your creativity, but also empowering others to be their full creative self.
Yeah.
The other one is sensitivity. And that's just this connection to emotion and this openness. And then the other one, by no surprise to anyone listening and probably to you yourself, is vision.
Of course it is.
Just creating this incredible vision and direction to everyone around you, everyone in your space, this like true embodiment of like a way shower.
Yeah.
And I feel like that has been inspired this entire conversation. Like, I just feel like I could go grab my journal and just like map out my entire vision after this conversation today.
I love it. I love it. It's so funny too, because for a long time, I really did not think of myself as a creative person.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's totally different now, but especially like, I just think back to like in college and, you know, all my like sorority friends are so crafty and like, you know, just like all the like Etsy kind of things, you know, and, you know, one of my very close friends, like she would paint for fun, just like all the time. She's so good at it. And, you know, they'd make these like t-shirts for things and all this stuff. And I'd constantly just have to be like, hey, can you make me one too? Cause I'm not crafty at all. Like, don't ask me to do anything crafty. Yeah. It's just not my strength, and that's okay, but it's just not. And I was so jealous. I was like, oh, why was I not like born with this gene where I can do these fun, like, you know, Pinterest projects. Pinterest was going to be the death of me, because I'd constantly just be like, let's try this. And then I'd try it and it would come out looking like it was terrible. And so to me, that's what creativity was. Right.
Yeah.
And that's how creativity was modeled.
Yeah.
Right. My daily life was surrounded by these women who were doing these very crafty things. And that's how creativity was modeled. And so I just never thought of myself as a creative person. And having started Females on Fire and now seen what we built and seen the things that I've gotten to do because of that, and seeing where my visions really came to life and ideas really came to life, I'm like, I'm a really creative person. I'm just not crafty. I'm not crafty at all. And that's the distinguishing factor. Right. And it's, you know, I feel like, I like to say I'm not super artsy and I'm not really crafty, but I'm creative from a very logistical kind of standpoint. Because if you have a problem, I will get very creative with your solutions. And if you need ideas, I can get very creative in how you can market this thing, how you can collaborate, how you can get some eyes on yourself, how you can do it. And so that makes for a pretty great marketing coach, you know, if I do say so myself, and a great speaker.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I am focusing on and doing, right? So, you know, it's kind of cool to watch how that has evolved over time, where I am a really creative person. It's just not what I used to think creativity was and looked like.
Yeah. So how would you maybe encourage people to redefine creativity if they really resonate with that?
Yeah, I think this is how I would say redefine anything, not just creativity, literally anything where you're like, I am not that. You know, I really believe that, and it's funny, it goes right back to that whole connecting the dots, looking backwards thing. But I really believe that we all have stories, experiences, you know, things that we've done in our life that can teach us so much. And you may only be tapping into one or two of them right now, right? Mm. We can all look back and go, oh, this was my experience in college. This is the degree I got. This is the expertise I have. This is what I did. We can all look at some like really traumatic event in our life and be like, that was super traumatic. That was a really hard time for me. That was, you know, whatever. And here's what I learned from that. Or here's how I overcame that. We can all look at those things, but we all have these experiences where we got a chance to do the right thing. We got a chance to figure out where our integrity lies. We got a chance to be creative. We got a chance to be brave. You know, we got a chance to give someone a compliment when, you know, we didn't really know that we needed to, right? Yeah. And I think you just have all these little moments. Not, you know, they're not big. They're just little moments in your life that show you who you really are. And so I would encourage you, and this is, you know, if you're a journal person, this is great for you. I struggle with this. I'm like, I want to be a journal person and I love writing, but just the process of sitting down and journaling on something is like, you know, I want to be doing something else. But I would encourage you to sit down and just like pull out a piece of paper and think through like, where were times in my life where I did something? And let's just take creativity as an example, right? Maybe you think you're not creative. Throw out the word creative, right? Let's just tweak it a little bit. Write down a list of times in your life where you did something that wasn't the norm, right?
Yeah.
Or where you did something where everyone around you thought it was weird. Yep. Or where you did something that was like just not your go-to way of doing something. Or maybe at your job, your current job or past job, you know, if you're in corporate or something like that, maybe you voiced an opinion to your boss about how something could be done better, right? Mm. Or just done differently, or how everybody could be more productive or something, whatever. Like, find ways to reword it and write down those experiences and give yourself this list. And look at, okay, if I go back and look at this thing, like let's say I gave my boss an idea and because of that idea, we doubled our sales that month, right? Can that be constituted as a creative idea, right? Would my boss have said that was a creative solution, right? And if the answer is yes, and it will be yes every time, then are you really not a creative person? Yeah. Right? Or have you just not defined what creativity looks like? And that's with anything, right? Mm-hmm. Being brave, being confident, being, you know, like knowing your own integrity, right? Being ethical, right? Like all of those things. And there's so often I'm like, you hear people talk about like, oh, I don't know if I'm that good of a person. Oh, I'm not really confident. Oh, you know, that wasn't brave. That was just, you know, I just made that decision and it wasn't brave. And we're constantly talking down who we really are. And it's like, no, you did a thing that other people are terrified to do. That's brave, right? Stop putting yourself back in a box where you don't get to be this thing. And so like, that would be my encouragement to you, is to sit down and go through your own lived experiences, your own stories, whether they're like from childhood or college, or they happened yesterday, it doesn't matter. Give yourself the proof that you already are the thing and watch how it changes your life. Because when you can look at yourself and suddenly go, I am a really brave person. I am a really creative person. You know, I'm not productive. I'm actually really productive when I've gotten a good night's sleep. I'm really productive when someone's not waking me up at 5 a.m., right? I'm really productive when I put my phone down and actually do the dang work and don't get caught up in social media. I'm really productive when I'm not around this particular person, right? You start to find things out about yourself that you are these things, but it'll also teach you that maybe there are some habits you need to kick. Maybe there are some people that really aren't the best people for you to be hanging out with. Maybe there are people that are the people you need to be hanging out with because you are more productive when you're around them, or you are more creative or whatever. And you'll start to place yourself with people in rooms, in situations. You'll build habits that really make you more of these things that you already are. Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that's just like a cool thing you can do for yourself every once in a while, especially when there's a word coming up that you're not.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just not. Like, let's be honest, I'm just not graphy. It's just, it is what it is. Like, could I get better? Could I probably do a lot of practice work on that and become a relatively crafty person? Sure. That's a skill. Like, you know, being good at like home design or painting or whatever, those are skills that you acquire and you work on and you try to have. I don't really care about that skill for myself.
Yeah.
So then it becomes like, okay, I'm actually not this thing. Do I really want to be this thing? Do I need to be this thing? And I'm just like, no, if I want something painted, I'll go hire somebody to paint it. That's the beauty of knowing people, right?
Yeah.
And so like, don't be afraid of what you're not, but recognize that a lot of the things you're saying that you're not, you already are.
Yeah. It's such a good exercise. I always say, like, if you don't like the word, choose another word.
Amen.
There's so many words out there.
So many words.
Go grab a thesaurus and look at, like, what are the other words I could use for creative? And then do this beautiful exploration. It's such a good exploration to dive into. And I think that's an incredible exercise that people can use to reframe, whether it is creativity or brave or productive, whatever it is. I love this exercise so much. So good.
Well, that'd be a fun thing right there. Just literally Google what's another word for creative.
Yeah.
And go down the list and see how many of them you identify with. Right. Yeah.
So
because
good.
Like, I'm never going to come up with synonyms for creative right now. So let's use brave. That sounds fun. You know, like you Google another word for brave, right? And all of a sudden you've got words like confident, right? You've got words like limitless. You've got words like, I don't know, I just ran out of words.
courage.
You know, there is courage. Sure. Having courage, right? Maybe you've got like, even maybe self-expression comes up or something. You're like not afraid to be yourself or whatever. You know, you start to really get into it. Maybe like weird comes up.
Yeah.
Not that weird is necessarily a direct synonym of brave, but like if you're willing to be weird and just be who you are, right? Authentic might come up. And so you may not identify with brave. You may not think you're a brave person, but do you feel like you're an authentic person? Right? And so like, if you can do that for yourself and start to just change the word, then you can change the narrative, right? And the narrative we tell ourselves is the most important one every single time, because you will make or break you, right?
Yeah.
When those roadblocks get in your way, when those things come up, when you've got to take the detour, when you've got all the ambition, but you got to start taking the action, you are the only person that will make or break you. You are the only person that will do the thing and speak highly of yourself, right?
So right. A freaking man. Before we go today, I feel like you've teased the conference throughout, and I've teased the conference throughout.
And teased it. We talked about it quite a bit. I don't know if that's a tease.
Well, I feel like we've heard your magic and how the conference has come alive and these beautiful stories of the conference. And I feel like before we go, we need to hear about what the conference is.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I think this is the most excited I've ever been about anything that we've ever done.
Yeah.
You know, you've already heard me say that this was a dream of many years back that is coming to life. And so I'm very excited. It is the Females on Fire conference. It is a 2-day business and personal growth conference for women. So day one will be all about business. Day two will be all about personal growth. We have the most incredible speakers and the most incredible, just everything lined up. The speakers, the exercises, the photo ops, the everything is just amazing. And our theme is hard truths. And it just goes back to what I was saying about just really wanting to kind of break down the personal growth industry and kind of start a revolution over there. But we'll talk about the hard truths of business, and we'll talk about the hard truths of personal growth and motivation. And so you're not going to leave with fluffy, just believe in yourself advice. You're going to leave day one with really strategic strategies, really tactical strategies of how to do business. And mind you, when I say that, this is not somebody saying, this is the thing that you need to go home and try, and this is what you need to do. These are people coming in and saying, this is how you figure out how to get more PR for yourself. This is how you figure out how to get more visibility. This is how you figure out how to create a content machine in your business that actually works for your business. And so while it's very, very tactical strategies and you'll leave with really amazing things, it is very personalized, where you get to take that home and say, ooh, now I know how to figure this out for me and through my lens. And then same thing on day two, we're breaking down those hard truths of personal growth and mindset and, you know, what success really looks like to you and how to get there and all of those incredible things. So it's going to be lots of fun. It is August 7th and 8th. It is at this absolutely gorgeous theater called the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And tickets are on sale now at femalesonfireconference.com.
I'm so jazzed for you and everyone who's going to be at this conference. Every time I hear you talk about it, I get so excited. I get more excited every time I hear you talk about it. And now that we've heard your energy behind it, I feel like we know how magnetic it's going to be, because you are just like fully living in that space of alignment. And when we're living in that space, we just magnetically attract incredible opportunities in. So I just know all the speakers are going to be amazing. The venue is obviously amazing.
Oh, amazing. Oh my gosh.
It's so, so good. So we will link it in the show notes too, so it's nice and easy for you all to find. Haley, thank you so much. This has been such a good conversation and so many practical tips for people to take as well. I'm just so grateful for you today.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I got to be here. This was so much fun, and glad I know a little bit more about my human design now. And it's crazy how accurate it is, but I'm excited about that. You know, it makes me feel like I'm very much in alignment and doing all the right things. And so I'm very grateful for you and for this opportunity.
Yeah, so good. All right, friends, we'll see you next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to get unstuck and on with a joyful life, you're ready to be magnetically you in life, relationships, business, and everything in between, I invite you to apply for coaching together. It all starts with a clarity call. If you thought this was magic, get ready to blow your mind through your own possibilities. Apply for coaching at megansiemens.com/coaching.